You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, writing about Cuba and what is to be done. I go immediately to a statement linked in Mary's recent column from the president, dated July 22, 2021, in response to abuse of the Cuban people again by the regime in Havana. We are told that the administration is looking at something called a remittance policy. The quote is, "We are reviewing our remittance policy to determine how we can maximize support to the Cuban people." Mary, a very good evening to you. What is a remittance policy? What is the United States' remittance policy at this point? And how can it help or advance this story? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Remittances are dollars that Americans send to Cuban family members in Cuba. And they have been extremely important, especially since the fall of the Soviet Union. But more recently, when Venezuela stopped being a good source of income to the Cuban government. So the Cuban government, of course, provides rations to the population every month, but they're not enough to live on. So Cubans are heavily dependent on aid from family members in that terrible place that the regime calls Miami. So the Trump administration capped remittances at $1,000 a month. $1,000 every 3 months. So that's the most that you can send there. And of course, since tourism has dried up and, as I say, they have no money coming from Venezuela, the government is starving its people more and more. In other words, the rations are smaller and smaller, and people, don't have, anything, you know, any food to eat. Basically, the government is saying that this is caused by the Trump remittance policy, because by capping the amount that Florida people can, or, you know, Americans can send to family members, they have, they're basically limiting the income of the Cubans. And this is not true, and it's all part of the Cuban propaganda mechanism. The government wants the remittance cap taken off and is lobbying the Biden administration to do that, because when an American sends money to Cuba, to a Cuban, it never gets to the Cuban. The dollars never get to the Cuban individual. The dollars go into the offshore bank accounts that the regime holds. And what they do is they turn around and they give worthless pesos, I mean, very inflated kind of worthless money called the Cuban peso, to the individual. And so now the person who never gets dollars gets these pesos, and the only place that they can use them are in government stores. So they go to the government stores, and the government stores mark up the merchandise at a minimum, I'm told, 200%, sometimes even much higher than that. So you get a bad exchange rate, and you get this sort of forced buying of you know, goods at inflated prices. So that's why the Cuban people are suffering. And when they say that they're reviewing the remittance policy, the impression that some people have is, well, maybe they're thinking about raising the cap or taking the cap off as it was before all of this happened. And the point I wanted to make in my column is that if they do that, they're just giving more money to the regime. They're not helping the Cuban people.
What is to be done? What can work? And you are taking me into the world of digital technology.
Well, you know, you've heard the term fintech, which is, you know, it's used for when to describe blockchain, digital wallets that, you know, use blockchain technology. And, there are developers, quite a few of them, by the way, who, would use that technology to create, an app. So you would have an app on your phone in Miami. You would have the same app on your phone in Havana. And the person in Miami would send $100 on the app to the person in Havana. So the person in Havana would then get the money directly. There wouldn't be any Western Union fee. Of course, Western Union's not in Cuba anymore, but there wouldn't be any money services fee there. You would get the money transferred directly. I suppose that the person operating the app might take a small fee, but the government, the Cuban government, would never reach their hand in and get those dollars. So the person receiving the money in Havana would get those dollars and have control of those dollars. Now, having said that, then that person, yeah, they, if they're going to shop for goods in a Cuban store, they're all run by the government, they would have to convert some of those dollars into pesos. But there are other ways they could use those dollars. If two Cubans both had the app on their phone, they could transact business with each other. A Cuban farmer growing produce in central Cuba could sell whatever he's growing, corn or grain or whatever. He could sell that to another Cuban, and they could do a dollar exchange. This would be the beginning of, or the flourishing, because there is some small farmers markets exchanges going on. But this would be the flourishing of an underground economy that circumvented the Cuban government. And it would be a way for Cubans to get those dollars and not have the regime get its hands in and take those dollars. And by the way, I should remind you that the dollars, first of all, they're kept in offshore accounts. They're used by a very narrow number of family members who are filthy rich and enjoy very lavish lifestyles and show them off on social media. But they're also used to repress. I mean, the regime needs money to repress. It needs money to pay all those goons that go around beating people up. So I think the Biden policy should be to deny those dollars to the regime in any way they can. The fintech solution is not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction. And I think the possibilities for, as I say, a sort of a flourishing of an informal markets in different ways, is, you know, it's something that you can't really predict. The possibilities are there, and I think they would grow just based on how human beings trade and the natural instincts that we have for creating markets. By the way, people who get those dollars could also, when they travel outside the country, could also use them to buy things. So again, they would have more control of their own financial assets.
Yes, you have a quote from an economist at the Florida Atlantic University. Any technology that gets dollars into the hands of ordinary Cubans without first going through the Cuban government will tend to improve living standards. That is the goal. One more thing, Mary. We have a couple of minutes. The Magnitsky Act. How can that be used to improve or at least to change the environment?
Well, it's very important that the U.S. signal people in the regime that they will be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. This is super important because you need to get those people who are in Cuba doing these kinds of things to think twice about which side they want to be on. And this regime is not sustainable. I think we pretty much know that. And so if people start to look and say, well, it's going to tip and I'm going to be on the wrong side, they might think twice about their collaboration with the human rights violations. And so I think the administration should use that tool and to its to maximum effect. And that would include naming the current dictator, who is
Miguel
Díaz-Canel, and naming him on the list of the Magnitsky Act. That means freezing assets, taking away visas, not only of him, but family members, whoever has visas within his circle. and sending a signal and naming names and saying these people will be on a list, these people will be held accountable, just as they were after World War II,
right.
In Germany. And, we've done this before. We know how to do it. And it's a very important message to send to the regime.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist, the Wall Street Journal editorial page. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.